Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defund the Roy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode number 252 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is our last episode of 2018.
It certainly is.
Isn't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
Just turning the calendar once again. I don't want to ask you too much about your holidays because I know that's kind of the topic of this week's episode. But I do have to ask, and I'm sure it will come up, but last time we talked, you hadn't even been in your new pool yet. Tell me that's changed since then.
It's changed quite a bit.
Oh, do you go? You want to get into that, or you need to save it for a little bit later in the episode?
It doesn't matter.
Let's talk about it, because I'm like vicariously living through you
okay.
for this thing. Because I see pictures, and I see the color. You change it to the red and green, and it looks nice. And then, you know, I still haven't seen, like, the selfie sitting in the hot tub and relaxing. So I need to know what's going on with this situation.
Let's see. We did a hot tub on Sunday. We didn't do one Christmas Eve, because we kind of ate late and did dessert late and stuff, and then we did one Christmas night.
Oh, just the so you haven't even been in the main pool yet, just the tubby?
Well, we went in that today.
Ooh, because it was not, you put up a post, it's like 80s, right?
Yeah, week? Yeah.
So it feels nice. It must feel warm because it's been relatively cooler for you guys down
right.
there, right? So
yep.
it must feel very warm in the 80s.
Well, it was funny because it was, they said we were going to get a marine layer today, and it was one of those cloudy days where it was like 78 but cloudy.
Yeah.
And then we took the dog for a walk, and as we were walking, the sun started coming out, and it started getting pretty steamy.
Was it like humid?
Kind of yes,
like a summer
yes.
day? Yeah.
Yep.
That's like a New England summer day, 78 and humid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So we had, we had the heater cranking like all night and all day to get the temperature up.
Yeah. So when you dipped your toes in, what was it at, like 85, 86?
Yeah, we got it. It was, when we were swimming, it was at about 85, 86.
How did that feel?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Was it weird, like, going in, like, this is my GD pool? Or was it like...
Yeah, it was very weird. It was very strange.
Yeah.
Because you're swimming and, like, you're literally in your backyard in your lanai.
Right, yeah. That's crazy. All that time waiting, finally,
yep.
now you're here before the new year and you're in the pool. That's what you said. By the end of the year, you wanted to be in the pool, so you
I did.
It happen. Yeah.
And it's big. I mean, we have plenty of room to swim.
Oh, good. So you could do laps for exercise if you wanted?
Yeah, you can do... Yeah, you can swim. Definitely swim.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a walk-in pool.
That's good. How deep is it at the deepest point? Six, seven?
No, it's five. It's five. It may be just a little bit. It's right up to my shoulders.
Oh, so it's not like it doesn't go down deeper. It's basically one set depth the whole way.
No, it starts off like where the stairs end at about like 3.5 maybe.
Oh, okay.
So it's at like waist level, and then I can walk down to my shoulders.
Oh, okay. And then you just like hop over a little stanchion to get in the hot tub?
Yeah, yeah. It's an infinity, so you can basically go from the, what do you call
the
that?
The pool. Not to the... the sun shelf thing?
Yeah, from the sun shelf. Yeah, you can just climb over from the sun shelf.
Nice. So you don't have to actually get up and around to get in the hot tub. You could stay.
Like, you can get in right from the pool.
Oh, that's
yep.
cool. That's nice. And it kind of looks seamless, right?
The yes.
thing. Yeah.
Yep.
That's cool.
And one of the nice things that the pool designer did was he did the first stair goes all the way across.
Oh, okay. So you can
so you have your first stair that goes all the way across, and then your second stair, and then you step into the pool. So the one that goes all the way across, you can literally like just sit down and put your back to like the end, like you can back up to the end of the pool, and then just extend your legs and just sit there.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's very, very nice.
Nice. Now you're gonna get like a float.
Yeah, Kay got one for us for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
But
that's
we're gonna need two because she like she said we'll probably both want one at the
that's
same
true.
Time.
Yeah, that'll be pretty sweet. Just get like the Bud Light and the cup holder on the float.
Just I gotta get that TV installed now.
Well, you have it, right? You have the TV.
Yeah, I do. I just
and you
have
the
have
hook up there, don't you?
Yep. Yep.
You just gotta stop being lazy and do it.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it.
No, why not?
No. Oh, because I'll put, like, holes through the wall, and it'll never... I won't be able to do it correctly.
Boo. Oh, hey, that's... You got to know your limits, right?
I don't even attempt it.
That's fair.
I don't even attempt it.
See, I'm not patient enough to not attempt it. I just mess it up. As long as you make the holes behind where the TV's got to be, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but don't you have to kind of go into, like, a stud?
Yeah, so just keep making holes till you find the studs.
Well, I mean, I can get a stud finder. That's not a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You want it? You want to be in the pool, don't you?
I wouldn't mind being in the pool.
The hot tub's nice, so.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, it's so nice.
Now, how hot can you get it? Can you really crank that baby up if you need to?
Well, they have it. They have it set at 104. You can't go over that because that's what they're supposed to be at.
104.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to get it up over like 102.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. And the tech was over. We had pool school yesterday, and he said, you're probably not. He said, because it's cold, and said it's going to be tough to get it to like 103, 104.
But in the summer, you'd be able to.
Yes.
When you don't need it to be that hot.
And then they have another feature where you hit it, and it's like the bubbles like come up to your neck.
Oh, like double bubble kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so they really come up from the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up to your neck, and you actually start sweating because now your whole body's just immersed.
That's pretty cool.
But I'll tell you, you get out of that, and you're just
frozen.
Like, we're just
right?
Like done. Like we felt like rag dolls. So yeah. Relaxing.
That's good stuff.
So relaxing, Bill. And now I'm watching the Weather Channel, and everybody's getting hammered up there.
I would just stare out. Like I would just wake up in the morning because where your bedroom is, just walk out and like stare at it. You must just do that every day, just stare at it.
Yeah, well, like our window, where our windows are in the bedroom, when you open up the windows, you can see the pool.
Well, you walk from your bedroom to the kitchen, I would just stop right there and just look
at it. I kind of do. I'll pour myself a cup of coffee and just stare at it.
Yeah. And now where your previous lanai was, that's still like a porch kind of for you, right?
Yeah, that's just the underhang. That just has a roof over it.
So the doors didn't move. Those like pocket doors are still in the same
yep.
spot, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you can. And then there's nothing beyond that? There's no secondary door?
No.
Okay, so you can still open up all the way out into the pool from where you are?
Like yes.
That's cool, too.
Yes.
Especially when it's like in the 70s and you want to do it, because you don't need to worry about the AC leaking
AC,
out.
AC, right, yep.
That's pretty sweet. Very, very nice. I like to hear this.
And we got Rhodes finally on the sun shelf today. He was very, very timid of the water.
Oh, really? I'm surprised, because don't retrievers usually love water?
They're big-time water dogs, but I think a pool was so new to him. Like when he was born, we have pictures of him and videos of him running around in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because the lake's so gradual.
Oh, right.
It's almost like walking into a puddle. He was very unsure.
Right.
And we had a life preserver for Fenway. Fenway was probably the best water dog there was. He could probably swim the English Channel. I mean, that dog could swim.
He loved
but
it.
But we had a life vest just for when we went on the boat.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Just in case, you know, he jumped off or fell off. And
yeah.
So we put the life vest on Rhodes, and he did not like it at all. And
How you say the boat like you had a boat.
Oh, yeah, like we did have one.
Like you had a boat. You might have had a friend with a boat. We go on the boat.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want a friend with a boat. You definitely do not want a boat.
You've heard all those sayings
before. I have heard those, yep. The two best days of your life is the day you buy a boat and the day you sell it.
Boo.
It's so true up there, though. Those goofballs are just...
They just get underwater, literally.
Yeah, 5 weeks of boating season. They buy $30,000 boats.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Do you like boats?
I love other people's boats.
Like, I think down here, obviously, like, if you backed up to, like, a marina, and, like, you could have yours on the water 365, it would make a little more sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, if you lived on a canal, or you literally lived right on the beach.
I just can't fathom having that much extra money where I'm just going to throw it into that. If I had that much extra to spend, I'd buy a second property.
Yeah, I would too.
Because at least, like, that's going to appreciate in value.
Well, plus they have boating clubs down here. Like, there was a commercial the other day, and they said it costs, like, 25% of the cost of a boat.
Oh, yeah, but that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, I think they're not that bad. They might be, I mean, I don't boat, so it wouldn't be worth it for me, but they're only a few grand a year.
Yeah, that seems like a lot. I don't know.
But it entails, I mean, you can use them, you know, different types. You can use, you know, pontoons.
See, I'm not a fisher, so I don't really care about
that.
Yeah,
neither am I.
Like, I want someone else to drive it, and I could just be out on the boat and drink beers and not have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah. It was great when my friend had one. We went out a few times. But then again, like, I got so bored. Like, after the second time, like, okay, yep, I'm done. I don't see how people do it all the time.
That's true. I guess if you fish, I could see it. Like, if you really are into fishing, I could see wanting a boat and going out all the time, different areas, and trying to, you know, find the fish that you are looking
absolutely.
For. But that's not for me. I'd rather, you know, watch sports on TV or something.
I would too. I'd much rather have a pool.
A pool. Oh yeah. I mean, granted, you could have probably bought three boats.
I know,
for the price of the pool, but
yeah.
I'm
but
sure.
this is an appreciable asset. This adds value to your house, and it's something I can enjoy.
I know.
So
in some areas, it does not. I imagine in Florida, it does add value.
Typically, about 11% of your it adds 11% to your property value.
Okay, because I know, like in New England, it doesn't necessarily add to property value.
Right,
because there's a lot more work into it, closing it down, and all that stuff.
What a pain, isn't it?
I can't even imagine you had to close that thing down in 3 weeks. No, I mean, obviously it wouldn't be... You drain it halfway,
it,
all
that
stuff.
Stupid bubble thing over. Do they still put the bubble on?
I don't really know. I have no idea. And I don't know why that was... Why you would put the bubble.
Yeah, I know, like, both of our parents had above-ground pools, and we used to have to put the bubble on.
The bubble? Like, did that just prevent the cover from, like, completely...
I think it prevented, because it would freeze, and I think it prevented it from, like, pushing out the walls.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I think it kind of dispersed the freezing element.
I have no idea.
That
we
was my understanding, and I
we don't know what we're talking
wrong.
About.
It sounded like I knew what I was talking about. Though,
it does, yeah. An above ground pool. I loved it when I was a kid, but I can't think of a worse thing right now than an above ground pool.
Yeah, I know.
They're pretty boring. An above ground pool.
They are, and they're so, like when you look at them. Like I guess when you were a kid, like you could swim a little bit, but they were tiny.
Yeah, they're
they?
Small. I think ours was like 15 feet. Yours was 18 or 21. I remember.
Yeah, this
being
was
bigger.
Maybe a few feet bigger, but
and you had the deck attached. We didn't even have that.
Oh, you just had the stairs, right?
The
you just
the
climb
ladder,
in,
yeah.
And jump,
that's
yeah,
it.
Plop
yeah.
in,
and it was fine. We loved, like I said, it was great growing up. But it's funny because our neighbors had a pool. We had the pool. No one has them anymore. They're all gone.
Just
taken out. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, even though it's little above ground, they were a lot of work.
Yeah.
Pain and pain.
Yep, definitely.
Constantly cleaning because of all the trees in the yards.
Right.
The acorns. And I mean, you literally had to clean the pool every time you went in it.
Right.
Because
all the
every
bug,
single
beetles.
Day,
yeah.
Yeah, every single day. Did you ever get the dead squirrel?
No. Well, not that I know of.
Oh, I'd get the one that fell off the tree.
So you were old, like, our pool was gone by the time I was old enough to even be involved in the cleaning process.
Oh, okay.
Like, I barely remember. I think he took it down when I was, like, 12 or 13.
Oh, really?
I think so. I want to say it was gone by 2000 or so, before that, maybe.
Okay.
I'll have to ask him. I don't remember when he got rid of it, but I know I wasn't that old. I can't remember the last time I was in the pool. I feel like I was in, like, fifth or sixth grade.
Think he'd put another one in?
No. Probably, no. If my daughters asked for it.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's a pushover for them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, big time. But you, would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
Sure.
I have, it's out of Comstock, Michigan. It's Bell's Brewery, and it is called the Arabica Dabra Coffee Milk Stout. So an Arabica is a type of coffee bean, so like Arabica Dabra, like magic.
Mm-hmm.
A little brewer's magic transforms locally roasted Arabica beans and a variety of specialty malts into a creamy, intense coffee stout. Enjoy it before it disappears. Boo. It is, what's the alcohol? I don't see the alcohol content on this one. I don't like when they don't have it in an easy spot. 5.5%. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. I don't think I've ever had anything from Bell's Brewery. Schaefer's going to have to inform me if it's a good place up in Michigan. So that's about it. I don't have anything else here. Do you have anything you want to add before we take a break?
No, we can go to break now, Mr. Klinsman.
Thank you.
We're back for break. This is episode number 252 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. Mr. Klinsman is up in Westerly, Rhode Island, correct?
Yeah, I'm still here. I haven't moved.
Are you enjoying your week off?
So far, so good. It's been a little hectic, I will say. Christmas and Christmas Eve are fun. I love it. But as the kids start getting a little older, it becomes more and more hectic. And having a week off without Sarah being home and watching the girls, it's only been 2 days, but I'm ready for a vacation. I don't know how stay-at-home moms do it, so hats off to them, because I couldn't do it.
Susie's off this week.
Oh, yeah? Is it like one of those, we're closing, you could take vacation if you want, or you're unpaid?
No, they're
or
working.
She just took it. She took the market.
She had vacation to use.
Whenever the market's open.
So she told me today, she goes, I'll tell you, she goes, this retirement thing that you're on, it's nice. You might be on to something. Like, it's beautiful.
It's tough if both people do it. You know, it's good that she's still making some money, because you guys might be in a little more trouble otherwise.
Yeah, you need somebody to earn, you know?
Right. You got to make it miserable for her while she's home this week. You don't want her thinking too much about retirement.
Too much about it, I know. Yeah. I know. Getting up when you want, having coffee.
Yeah, none of that happens for me with the girls. No getting up
no,
when I want.
Huh? You're working 24/7.
Nope. Barely enough time to make coffee. And if I do make it, it's not going to be warm by the time I drink it.
Did you hear that?
I did. I wasn't sure if that's what I thought it was.
Kind of squeaked at the end.
I thought that was the Paul Schaefer noise. Maybe.
I did one the other day. I think it was I think it was Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it was after Christmas Eve. And Kristen said it sounded like I was dialing a phone number, but it was like a overseas long distance
number. Oh, like
number.
A lot of, like 23 numbers you were dialing.
Yeah, it was like beep, 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 beep. Oh,
like
boy.
Prank calling like someone in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those stuffed mushrooms, we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah. I need to hear more about this. All right, so what's on the agenda for this week's episode?
We're just going to talk about, briefly, my little trip up to Narcoossee's.
Not even to Disney, just the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, why would you go to Disney itself?
I don't know. That's a good question. So what was this, the 22nd on the Saturday?
Yeah, we went up on a yes, sir, we went up on a Saturday.
And you snagged some pretty much last-minute reservations, right? A week before?
Yeah, a few days before, we could not get... I wanted to go to Narcoossee's, and we could not get a reservation. And you know how that place is. You know, dining reservations. As soon as you blink, there's five more openings.
Right. Generally, that's not... It's not the easiest to get, but it's not impossible either.
Correct. It's not a California Grill.
But it's also the weekend before Christmas, when most people, if they're going to be down for Christmas, would be there starting that day, probably.
And probably locals.
Locals as well. Like
don't want to
yeah.
be cooking. And
so that's a busy time, but you were still able to snag one late in the game.
Yep.
What was the backup plan? You never really got into that, because I know you were really looking at Narcoossee pretty hard.
I don't even know.
Were you just, was it like, we're going to get that, otherwise we're not going to go up? Or because I know you're talking about like Blue Zoo and things like that.
Yeah, we might have done a Blue Zoo.
Mm-hmm. Can't really go wrong with Blue Zoo. So that's good. So you ended up snagging it. What time was your dinner on the earlier side, right?
Yeah, it was at 5:15.
That's not too bad, though. Because by the time you get seated and you get your appetizers and your drinks, you're probably not eating until 6:30. Like, the food's not getting slapped down in front of you for another hour,
No,
right?
They don't slap it down too quickly there.
So that's not too bad. Now, you were even telling me ahead of time, you said, I've been there so many times, I'm thinking about getting the pasta.
Yes.
So what'd you end up going with? Obviously, the lobster bisque is a must-do.
Correct.
Did you get an appetizer also, or did you each get the soup?
No, we just both got the lobster bisque.
Why mess with something you both love?
You can't mess with that.
What else did you go with? You had the pasta. So what's this pasta all about?
Oh, Bill, I actually, I hate to tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I brought some home.
It was that much?
It was that much.
Wow.
It was that much.
Like, when you tell me you have leftovers from a place, it's usually whatever Susie ordered or whatever I ordered when I'm too hungover to eat. But, I mean, for you to bring something home, that's saying something. Now,
yeah,
did you go to Gasparilla Island and get a sandwich before you went in there or something?
No, I didn't even go there.
What'd you have for lunch that day?
I think we just had a break, like a late breakfast.
Wow. So you were just that full from the lobster bisque and however much pasta you ate.
Yes.
And the bread service.
The bread service. We got seconds on the bread
service.
Yeah,
that'll do it. So
I did do that.
So you eat a ton
of
bread.
Well, you said the place has to be good if you're taking pictures of the butter.
Right. And it looks good. The butter, like with the little pink Himalayan salt. Oh, yeah.
That looked good, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. So you have a few things of bread. You have the real... I mean, lobster bisque is very rich.
Yes.
Very rich, very filling. So I could see, like, a few pieces of bread, some lobster bisque, you're going to be pretty full. And then you add pasta on top of it. I mean, that's now, a heavy dinner.
Let me get into this lobster bisque for a second.
All right, go ahead.
Because I've had so many different versions of lobster bisque, and some of them are almost perfect. And the almost perfect ones, you can still get that little hint of sherry wine.
The sherry, yep.
And this one, I just got a spoon with no lobster, no nothing. I took a taste of it, and it tasted like lobster. It was freaking amazing.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just have to put the perfect amount and cook it the right amount of time.
Yes.
Because you want the flavor from the sherry. You don't want the wine flavor, though.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying. And it was perfect, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And every time you've gotten it there, it's been perfect? Or is this a particularly good batch?
It's every time it's perfect. The lobster bisque is fantastic.
And you got some good chunks in there, too, right?
Yeah, you got some good chunks.
Now, could I go there? Do they have a bar? Can you go?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and it's tucked. Because actually, when she sat us, we were sitting in the back of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, come on, we're going to take a shortcut. And we cut through the bar.
I didn't even know
that. And it was only like two people at the bar. So sure, you could belly up and get a drink and a lobster bisque.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Doesn't it?
You'd be out there for like under 20 bucks.
Yep.
Get a beer, like a Budweiser draft, lobster bisque. Sit there for an hour, throw down 25 bucks, whatever, 30 bucks after tip. Because what's the bisque, 17, 18 bucks?
Was
it
16.
More than that?
Yep,
is it 16? So 16 and an $8 beer. So yeah, $25. It's beautiful. And that'd probably fill you up for quite a while if that's all you're having. Some bread.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Do they give you bread service at the bar?
Ooh, I don't know.
I bet if you ask, they would. Like if you order something and ask for it.
Sure you could, yeah.
Like I don't think you can just get an ice water and ask for bread service.
And ask for the bread service?
Although that'd be a weasel move. Imagine that. Going into the bar, just be like, I just need an ice water, and can I have a bread service as well?
That would be fun.
They just leave and wave at the guy. Have a good day. I'm all set, right? This is all complimentary.
Soda and bread, or water and bread service.
They call that the prison meal. Boo.
Gonna get a good tip there.
All right, talk about these entrees. What did Susie get?
She went with the pan-seared George's Bank Day Boat scallops.
She loves the scallops, doesn't she?
Yes.
Is that her go-to there, the scallop dish?
Typically.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I get that because, like you say, and I know she feels the same way, you want to get something that you can't make at home. And I feel like scallops are really hard to make at home.
Yeah, she gave me one, and it was like just brown on the outside.
Like caramelized, right?
Yeah. And when you cut into it, it was juicy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect.
Because that's one that can go a little too under, and it's like mealy. And almost cool still, and you don't like that. And a little too over, it starts getting rubbery. So you really have to get it just right.
Yep.
And I don't know how to do that. Like, I can cook a steak. I know how to get it to the doneness I want it. But a scallop, if I'm throwing a scallop in a pan, I don't know how long to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea, you know. So that's something best left to the experts. So she enjoyed that. And then you went with the pasta dish, but tell me what was in it.
It was wild-caught shrimp and campanelli pasta. Mm-hmm. Wild Gulf shrimp, savory spinach, onion, oven roasted tomatoes, basil, some type of cheese, Chardonnay, garlic cream.
Ooh. So it was like a white cream sauce on it. Oh, man.
And I'll tell you, Bill, if they gave you not 8 or 9 of these monster shrimps.
Monsters, yeah.
And usually you get a shrimp pasta and you're lucky if you get 4.
Right. And especially if they're big. Yeah, if they're monsters, you get 4 or 5 if you're lucky.
Yeah, these things were just monster shrimp.
And now, what was that, like 38?
42.
42?
Yep.
I mean, for the amount of shrimp you got, if they're monsters and you had enough for leftovers, that sounds like that's a pretty good deal for a signature.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to, like, get a pasta dish and spend $42, but then after you see it come out, I guess you can decide if it's worth it at that point.
Because that's what Susie got the year that we, in 2014, when I took her there for her 40th birthday.
Okay.
And she couldn't finish it, and I had a couple of bites. It's just, it's a huge bowl. It's so good.
Sounds really good. Like, the sauce sounds amazing.
Yeah, and I like that, like a white creamy, cheesy sauce with spinach and tomatoes. It was good.
Like, I love shrimp, but I honestly, if that was on the menu of just the pasta and the sauce, I'd be tempted to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds right up my alley. That sounds good. Any desserts?
No, no desserts.
Because I know Susie likes the desserts occasionally, so I didn't know.
No, she was stuffed too. I think she brought home, she actually brought home like two scallops.
Wow.
We brought home a thing of butter too.
Oh, did you? Did you ask, or you just tucked it in there?
We tucked it in with our to-go's. It's in a little thing in the refrigerator.
Just to have?
Yeah.
Just in case. That's a good thing. Man, that sounds good. So after Narcusi, tables is still good. It's only on like Christmas Day, right?
You're correct. Yep. Okay. Yep.
So you got the tables discount. You get any cocktails or anything?
Nope, no cocktails.
Not dinner. Coffee afterwards, or you waited and got it after?
We had our mugs.
Oh, because you're staying on site, right?
Right. Yeah. So we had our mugs, and we got some coffee and hot chocolate.
Nice. And I saw Susie had a cocktail, right? A white Russian.
She wanted a white Christmas, but he didn't know what it was, so he made her a white Russian.
What the hell's a white Christmas?
I don't know. She told me what was in it, but it didn't make any sense to me either.
So the bartender, did she tell the bartender what was in it, or she?
Yeah.
And he still didn't make it.
He said he could, but then she's like, if you're not really sure of what it was, she's like, I'll do a right Russian. So.
It must be with gin, right?
I guess. I don't know. She likes gin, though.
Because gin is, like, piney. So I could see, like, cream and gin. Like, that sounds disgusting to me, but I could see it being that. Let me see if I can look it up. Why don't you keep talking? So then after...
And the place was packed.
Yeah, I know, because you went live. And
you showed the lobby. Didn't it look crowded in there?
Yeah.
I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder.
Vodka and amaretto recipe. I don't know. There's a few different ones on here that I'm seeing. Let's see what it says. White Christmas cocktail. Heavy cream, vodka, peppermint schnapps, cream de cacao, and a small candy cane, which is optional. I don't know. There's a few different ones, so who knows. White Christmas martini. You can call anything whatever you want, so I don't think there's like an official thing for it. But and now the orchestra was playing. Did they?
Yep.
They were kind of doing Fast and Furious, huh? The sets at that point, because it's so busy and people really come for that. I imagine they weren't taking long breaks in between sets.
No, they weren't. We saw like the 7:20, and then they were back on at like 8:30 or so. So
wow. And did they have the piano player going in between, or?
They had the piano player downstairs.
Nice. That place is great. I mean, it's always great, but it's especially great at Christmas.
It's fantastic at Christmas.
The lobby there. That's all I can really speak to is the lobby, because I haven't stayed, and I haven't used the pool and things like that, but the lobby's fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, I imagine, obviously, if you're staying on site and you have been there a number of times, that you make a trip to go to the lobby at Christmas time just to check it out. Locals, I imagine, would probably go and just hang out, get a cocoa, look at the gingerbread house, see the tree, things like that. So I'm not really surprised on a Saturday before Christmas how busy it was when you showed me.
Right.
Now, despite that, were you, like, sitting in the orchestra pit? It looked like you were about 3 feet away from the guy.
Yeah, I always stand upstairs right next to where they are.
Is that awkward? Do they, like, kind of look at you funny?
No.
No, they don't care. Were there a lot of people around you?
No.
No, so it's, but, hey, they don't kick you out, so you could just stay there. The sound quality was good on the live stream, by the way.
Yes.
I was pretty impressed with that. I guess because you were so close, you didn't get the echo or too much background noise interfering or anything.
No, that's the best. I love standing up there.
That was a fun live because it was basically me, you, and Schaefer and Willing talking.
Yeah, just going back and forth for.
And then you actually talked to the bass player, didn't you?
I did.
So why don't you get into that a little bit?
I asked him if he could play the Paul Schaefer when Dave Letterman tells a bad joke.
Did he know what you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Did you watch it?
I did, but I didn't really. I couldn't hear him that great. I heard you, but I didn't hear him.
Like Kristen said, she goes, not only did you ask him, you played the stupid noise.
Like you made it with your mouth. Yeah.
Yes.
But he knew.
Well, there's a part where he shows and he plays it with his fingers.
Oh, really?
And he's like, it's a play down. And he showed it with his fingers. I think he may have, I don't know if he made the noise too, but that was real dumb, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said to you, I think I messaged you after. I said that was probably the most messed up question he's ever had. Like, you think he's ever been asked that before?
Never.
Never. But he knew what you were talking about. And he said they played it on a keyboard, though, huh?
Yeah, it's called like a bass keyboard or
like
something.
Like a synth keyboard kind of
thing. Yeah. And which would make sense because that's what Paul played.
And he could just hit the button. It was already preloaded in there.
Yeah, but you.
Well, that does spoil the dream a little, but he could have played it.
I'm sure he could. I'm not going to ask him again?
Well, no, I'm not saying he should have played it on Christmas, like in the crowded lobby, but I'm sure... I'm sure he knows how to play it, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, I'm sure he could. I mean, if you greased him, maybe he would have played it.
You think I should have thrown it through a 20 his way?
I mean, if you just shook his hand with a 20 in there and asked him if he knew how to play that sound, I'm guessing, For about 8 seconds, he probably would have been willing to do it for a Jackson, you know?
Cha would have learned it.
Yeah, Cha would have bought a bass. He would have spent $280 on a bass guitar to get $20.
He would have learned it. They wouldn't have gone live until midnight. Cha would be Google searching. All right, how do I get to this booze?
Boo. Oh, goodness gracious. What else did you do that evening from the Grand?
That's about it. Walked around, of course.
Right. And you checked out, you were doing the decorations at the DVC lobby. How was that?
Nice. Very subtle. I mean, it's a
small
lobby. More understated.
It is a very small lobby.
Yep.
Like, you almost feel like you shouldn't be in there, like, when you go into that lobby.
Yeah, because they know damn well you're not staying there.
No, especially, yeah, when me and you walk through.
Right.
With our backpacks on. I'm like, yeah, okay.
You're alive, Jürgen.
But they don't care. I do like that lobby. It is very understated.
Yeah, it's a nice lobby.
Now, what time did you get out of there? If your dinner was at 5, you must have left the house at, what, 2:30, 3 o'clock?
Yeah, right around there, yep.
Mm-hmm. And got back around midnight?
A little bit before. We left it around 8:39, so we got home at around 11.
11, yeah. How was the traffic?
It wasn't bad. Coming out right when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And get right onto I-4. It was crowded for a little bit, and then it opened right up.
That's good, because I know you've been having some bad luck with traffic lately.
It's been awful. Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you this.
Uh-oh.
So on our way,
uh-huh.
Somebody pulls a U-turn
on the highway?
I-4.
Oh, that's smart. That sounds like a good idea.
Kristen goes, Mike, and like she's a nervous Nelly to begin with when we're driving. And I look over and I see this guy. He pulls a U. Obviously, he's pulling it into the high speed lane.
Right, as you
and
do.
People like slamming on their brakes. And I moved into the right hand lane because people from the high speed lane were trying to get into the center lane.
Right.
And I'm like, and then people drove up right next to him and started flipping him off because this guy, you always wonder like what causes fatality accidents.
It's that guy
pulling a U-turn. Who? You ever pull a U-turn on a major highway?
No, never.
Like if you miss an exit or there's going to be, don't you usually just get off an exit?
Yep.
You don't just say, I'm going to drive over the median and cut off everybody in the high
speed
lane.
Right. I mean, what you do is you take the next exit, and usually, I don't know how highways work in Florida, but around here, you know, there's a place to get back on the highway very close
right
to where you
get
got off.
Yeah,
usually
you're
that's
where
you're
pretty much right there. Yeah, yep. That's how they are here, too.
Oh, is it? Okay, so it's more of a universal thing? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, that's stupid. I don't understand. Like, that's one thing that drives me nuts with driving. I mean, I've never seen it to that extent, like, on the highway. But, like, sometimes you see someone miss their exit, and they start backing up in the breakdown lane.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, because God forbid you go a mile and a half out of your way and get back on the highway.
Exactly.
Or taking a left turn from the right-hand lane at a stoplight, making everybody miss the light.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God forbid you're inconvenienced for 30 seconds. But, no, you got to ruin everybody else's day now.
Exactly.
Anyway, go on. Anything else about that?
I think that's about it. Okay. We covered food and we covered hanging out in the lobby.
Yeah, let's see. Did you get a cocktail or just a coffee?
Just a coffee.
Yeah, because you usually don't have a drink if you're driving home.
Correct.
Maybe a Bloody Mary early in the day.
I'm fine having one, but I just didn't feel like one.
No, I know. But like if you got there at noon and you went to a bar and had a Bloody Mary or something, you're all about that. But you're not looking to have one Bud Light in the Grand Floridian lobby.
No, because then I'd want to have 6, 7, 8, 9, 11. So
right. That doesn't end well.
And that's not a smart thing to do. So
all right, so you want to just touch on a little bit of Christmas?
Yeah, why don't you start?
All right, so Christmas Eve, we always go up to my parents' house.
The Cranston compound, right?
The Cranston compound, yep.
Yep.
So Sarah had to work. She had a half day, and I was home with the girls, and we had breakfast and stuff like that. We didn't really do anything crazy, just trying to get them ready. And then when Sarah got home, we headed up to Cranston. We did our thing, obviously. You know, the girls are all excited. They wanted to open presents as soon as we got there. So we did a little bit of presents. So we did, you know, mostly that kind of stuff, and then we had dinner, which was the Valley Country Club catered spread again, as we usually do. Chicken masala, calamari, clams casino, eggplant.
How's the chicken masala?
I didn't have any this year. Sarah said it was sweeter than usual, so I don't know if they just put a little extra wine or they reduced it more, but she liked it. She just said it was sweeter than she remembered.
And what's a clams casino? Is that that's not the bacon on top, is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit like that, but it's more like a stuffed clams casino. So it's like a steamer shell, and they get the clam, and they put a little breadcrumb stuffing on and put some bacon on it. It's pretty good. Stuffies. The stuffy was good. I had a stuffy. That was good.
What else do we have?
Calamari.
How's the calamari?
It's all right. It's just all the stuff's reheated. So, you know, like anytime you're reheating fried food, it's not always going to come out the best.
Right.
But you could tell it's good. Like the sauce. They give you the hot pepper sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the banana peppers, the yellow oil sauce. That's good stuff. That
yeah, I love that. I love that. I like that better than the marinara.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
I think, is it a garlic aioli?
Yeah, I think so. And then it's with the vinegar peppers makes it spicy. It's good stuff. Stuffed mushrooms, we had that. A few
from Valley?
No, my mom made those.
Okay.
Yeah. That's about it. We had, you know, pickies, cheese, crackers, things like that. I ended up making on Christmas Eve morning, I found a recipe for the ooey gooey toffee cake from Liberty Tree, and I made that and brought it to the party, which is, in my opinion, the best dessert at Disney World.
How'd it come out?
Pretty good. I had a few tweaks I need to make for the next time. So the recipe I found, it's like a two-part. You make like a crust and then you make the inside. And I figured since it was a big thing, I would make like one big crust, but the inside didn't cook enough.
Uh-huh.
And then the crust started getting a little burnt. It was like a little chewy.
Okay.
So I need to make smaller portions. Instead of making one big one, I'm going to make a few smaller ones next time. And then I think the insides will cook better. It'll be a lot better. But the taste was pretty spot on. Just the consistency wasn't perfect. So, and it was very easy to do. Very easy recipe to make. So I'll definitely do it again. That was about it for Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas, we do our thing in the morning. You know, Santa
what
Claus, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You guys cook breakfast and all that?
Yeah, we have Sarah's father makes this thing called a mayor's braid. And it's like a bread he makes, and it has like almond paste in it and almonds on top. It's pretty good. And then we always make bacon and have that, just bacon in the mayor's braid. So that's what we had for breakfast. And then we went and saw what Santa brought, and we did our presents. And then we get ready to go to her parents' house for Christmas, and they do duck for Christmas. So we had like crispy duck, stuffing, potatoes. Her brother actually made the potatoes with the duck fat from the duck, like as the fat like dripped off the duck, he reserved it and like cooked the potatoes in the duck fat, and they were excellent. Brussels sprouts, things like that. So it was good. All around good couple days, good food. You know, always spending time with family, things like that. So
now you just tweaked something. You said Brussels sprouts. We got a side of Brussels sprouts at Narcoosie's.
Oh, okay.
And it's ridiculous. It's cooked like in bacon. It has bacon.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way
it's,
to have it.
It was so good. Susie wasn't that big of a fan, but I was a huge fan.
Two thumbs up,
Brussels sprouts. Anyways, nice. Back to your Brussels sprouts.
No, that's about it. I don't have anything else really to add there. Do you want to know a few of the Disney items that I received as gifts?
Mm-hmm.
So I made a little note. This is not necessarily everything I got, but these are some of the highlights that you would probably be interested in. I got a Mickey Mouse Tervis Tumbler stainless steel mug. So it's got all different Mickeys all over it, like throughout the years. That's nice. Like one of it looks like those Yeti mugs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a Tervis, made by Tervis, so that's a good one. I got the Disney Parks calendar, poster calendar, has all the ride posters. I get that every year, so I got that again. I got this coaster set from my sister Catherine, and it has all old like attractions for the coasters. It has one of Big Al from Country Bears, it has the Orange Bird, Liberty Tree Tavern, Casey's Corner, the Adventurers Club, and Louie's Swing Club. All different coasters. I got that Time Magazine, Mickey's 90th Special Edition.
I bought that the other day. I wasn't sure. I was going to get a second one for you. I wasn't sure if they sold those up in Rhode Island
yeah,
as
no,
well.
We got them. Yeah, we had them all over the place.
Yep.
And I got that in my stocking, and then I got some Muppet socks, Kermit and Gonzo and all those like kind of like dress socks. So I got a set of those as well. So that was basically the Disney haul that I got this year.
Very nice.
Yeah. So how about you? You said you had Christmas Eve at your house this year.
Yep. So my cousin and his girlfriend came over. We had some hors d'oeuvres and he brought a box of Bud Lights, which was very much appreciative.
Yeah, that's nice. He knows his host.
Yeah, and that's what he drinks anyways too. So.
Oh, nice.
It was a win-win. We did, like you recommended, some cheese, pepperoni. Kristen made stuffed mushrooms.
Now, how did she make them?
She used a recipe that your mom sent, but we got to tweak it a little bit, too.
Of course.
Came out a little bit dry.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They usually don't come out dry. I'm surprised they came out dry.
I'm trying to think what else we did for it. And then I made a Caesar salad.
Oh, yeah? From scratch?
Yep.
You made the dressing from scratch and everything?
Yep.
Nice.
And then we did my mom's gravy with Italian sausage, pepperoni, and meatballs.
How'd that come out?
It came out brilliant.
Because I saw you prepping it like at 9:30 at night the day before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we had chicken parmesan.
Nice. With the gravy.
Yes.
And all the extra meats too, obviously.
Yes.
If you wanna. Yeah.
had brought a nice bowl of all the meats to the table.
That's beautiful.
With ziti, and it was good.
That's good stuff. Just a hearty, good old-fashioned, you know, Christmas.
Yes.
And it was well-received.
Yes.
Did you have some good bread to dip the gravy?
We just got some Italian bread that's all you Publix. Need. Yeah.
That's all you need.
Problem, though, was it was already pre-sliced. We couldn't get the
Get a full loaf?
Yeah. No.
That makes a difference. It really does.
It does, because it's a lot softer.
Yeah.
For some reason, isn't it? When it's pre-sliced, somehow it's just a lot softer.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing I wanted to just... I'm curious. When you do the sauce, do you just get, like, regular just tomatoes, San Marzano, just the giant cans of them?
No, we do different, like, crushed tomatoes. I forget what the rest of it...
Well, you don't do anything seasoned. Like, everything is... from scratch, basically. You don't, like, throw a couple cans of Ragu in there.
No.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page.
I'll send you the recipe if you'd like.
Yeah, sure.
It's super, super simple, and it's... Mm-hmm. I mean, you just let it cook all day.
Right.
Yeah, so that was about it.
Nice. And how about Christmas?
So there was actually a golf course that was open. How horrible is that?
On Christmas.
On Christmas. And that's, like, the thing. They're all closed on Christmas. They always said that's the one day that it's closed.
Right.
Like, they'll do a morning shotgun on Thanksgiving and, you know, be done by 1 o'clock.
Right.
But everything's closed. So there's little rinky-dink courses open on my way to my cousin's house. So I see this kid. He comes running. He's, like, running across the street, right, with his club. That little weasel's trying to look for his ball. Like, the street. So I roll down the window. Kristen's like, what are you going to do? She's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, you're not going to find that one, Pods.
You're not going to like where that one is. Play it where it lies, Pards.
I yell at the keys, like, looking at, you're not going to find that one, Pards.
Looking for his ball in the middle of the highway.
It was like a four-laner, too.
What are you going to do if you find it?
I mean, it's obviously OB. I mean, you're that desperate.
He brought the club with him, so he's obviously looking to
hit
it.
He was going to play it as, yeah. Play it right off the median. Yeah.
That's not a good lie. Is it a one club drop or two from here?
You had to finish it with that.
Yeah, exactly. One course. They probably charge like $18 too to play. You got these miserable guys having to work there.
Ah, you know that they're not getting any tips either.
No tips, no.
Nothing. Because Christmas is bringing out the real idiots.
Right.
The hardcores are like, you know what? I play 5 days a week. I can give it a break. That's when the wife's like, dude, you play 6 days a week. Can you not play on Christmas?
The only thing I could see is, like, if you guys didn't have a place to go and you and Susie both played golf, I could see you saying, hey, let's go play golf Christmas morning.
Perhaps.
Like, if you knew a place was open, you go and you give good tips and everything. Like, if that was your thing, if all you did was play golf every day, the two of you together, and you didn't have any, like, if you weren't going anywhere and it was just the two of you, I could see it. It's not, I'm not saying that it's common, but I could kind of see that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be kind of fun. Oh, we played on Christmas. We play every day. We play on Christmas, you know? But, yeah, I get what you're saying. Probably not the best and the brightest those days.
No.
Playing a $2 NASA.
Right.
Double press on the back, and then we had the jingle bell up and down. All right, so you got to your cousin's house for Christmas, right?
Yep.
And then what?
And again, we just had some pickies. He had, he does his bacon-wrapped scallops, which is fantastic.
Homemade?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Yep, bacon-wrapped scallops. Some salami, pepperoni, cheeses. Mm-hmm. And then the main course was just ridiculous. Bone-in ribeyes and lobster tails.
You said he orders these things online? Like, yeah, mail order?
Yeah, from like some Kansas City steakhouse.
Ooh.
That he mail. And then he does, I forget where he gets his lobster tails.
And you said you had like 4 lobster tails yourself?
Yeah, and he wrapped some up.
How many did he cook?
I had 4. Kristen had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Probably 15.
And there were 4 of you?
Yeah.
And how many steaks did he make?
Just 4. Or 4? Whatever, yeah.
So 15 lobster tails. Those, if you're ordering them, those have to be 20-something bucks a piece.
You think so?
Probably. Maybe a bulk discount, you get that many. But he probably spent close to $300 on the lobster tails.
Bill, you grabbed it with your finger and pulled it out, put it on your plate, cut it in half, and just stuffed it with butter.
He probably dropped $500 on that meal.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Because you're ordering steaks online and lobster tails online. Just that stuff must be close to $400, just all that stuff, right?
Did you see how pretty they were?
They were beautiful. You cooked them good, too.
Yes.
Like, because you get those things. You're ordering steaks online, and you mess them up, you're not feeling good about yourself.
Oh, you're really angry, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you're not feeling... Like, if you got them from Publix on sale for $9.99 a pound, and you mess a couple of them up, you can still eat it, live to play another day. But you get the special order ones flown in.
That's more expensive than having it served to you at Shula's, exactly.
Yeah, that's like... You know, like when you're playing a match against somebody, it comes down to the 18th, you got like a 6-footer, and you're just, your hand's shaking, even though it's not a big thing, you don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the feeling of cooking that thing. You're like, do I flip it now? Is it, you're like, hand shaking, holding the tongs on the grill.
Would you have been scared?
I think I might have been. I would have got extras
anyway. If I threw all
anyway.
That stuff in front of you, you'd be nervous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to do lobster tail. Like, I wouldn't have any clue. I know you grill them, but I don't know how long it takes. Shell side down, meat side down. I don't know.
He did shell side down.
Yeah, see, I don't know any of that. I'm sure I could have figured it out, but I wouldn't want my first try to be Christmas with $300 worth of lobster meat in front of me.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, sounds like it was pretty good. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I did tell him about the pods.
Okay.
And he goes, did you say pods? I'm like, yeah. Like, he goes, as in partner?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. He goes, I haven't heard that like since I caddied. I'm like, exactly. He goes, like, seriously, I've not heard that in years.
Parts.
I'm like, exactly. And I was telling him about our golf trip, and he was just laughing his ass off.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, good stuff. I don't have anything else to add.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then we should probably take our second break.
Sounds good, Bill. All right, we're back from break. Episode number 252 is in the books.
That's correct.
Is it correct?
I believe so.
Mr. Klinsman up in Wesley. You guys going to get some of that snow? Is it going to start moving east?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's supposed to rain all day. It's going to be like 52 tomorrow, so I don't think we're going to get any snow.
Ah, those are great days, aren't they?
Well, it's better than snow. I'll take rain all day if it's not snow. I just got a message on our Facebook page. We were nominated for the Disney Inspires Top Podcast of 2018.
Where did you find that?
I don't know. I just went to our page, but our podcast did not meet the qualifications, whatever that means. I don't know what that, whatever. Everyone to know in advance that these qualifications aren't. What the heck kind of qualification? We had an episode every week. What other qualifications do you, I don't even care, but like what
I don't even see anything on our page.
It was like a direct message, I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. We didn't meet the qualifications.
All right, we're gonna try harder to meet their qualifications.
Yeah, so then we could just spam our Facebook page. Vote for us, vote for us.
Remember the guy on Twitter like 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
He like had like some like award. It was like the Billy F. Melnick. He had like 13 followers.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
Yep, and everyone went crazy. Oh, vote for us. Okay.
All right. Well, this is our goal, Bill. Going into the New Year's, we want to be just meet the criteria.
Just get qualified. He said, don't worry. He's going to send us the list, so make sure we're qualified in 2019, so we'll be good to go.
Is he going to send us the list?
That's what he said.
All right. Do you want me to get into him after about 8 or 9 more beers? You want me to just start lighting this guy up tonight?
No, that's all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, don't burn any bridges.
I might stop busting his chops if he direct message us.
I want to see what the qualifications are first.
Before. And then, like, I'll say, well, we met all those.
That's the only thing. If we met them, then yeah.
Then I can take the gloves off and bust this guy's chops. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, bring us home. Just wrap this up. We got.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Social media, Twitter, Facebook, Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show info@ Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast. Our website, www.porfavorpodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary, at porfavorpodcast.com, or go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/porfavorpodcast.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode number 252 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next year.
Boo.
Boo.
I gotta ask you something.
Yeah.
I was playing Facebook Live with all you guys, and my buddies want to know, you know how to play the thing when Paul Schaefer, when Dave Letterman would say a bad joke, and Paul Schaefer would go, boom, on the bass?
No, that was actually a keyboard.
Was it a keyboard? Really? So then it can't be done on the bass.
It can be, but I just never bothered.
I had to ask. They all asked me. They said, see if the bass player can do a boom.
Yeah, it's like a... like a sample bass.
All right, but it's on the keyboard. That's disappointing.
All right. I did ask.
You guys are awesome, man. You guys are so awesome. I could sit here and watch you guys like all day.
You must get tired holding that.
What's that?
You must get tired holding that.
I gotta switch hands a little bit.